The first step in getting closer to God is to realize that you need to or that you want to. And the second step in getting closer to God is to realize that it's possible. I want to encourage you to check out my book, Getting Closer to God, Anthologies from the Forefront Trilogy, Book 2. I think this will really be helpful to you in your pursuit of the Lord and help you understand what I learned over the first 30 plus years of my life as a believer, as a minister, and as a missionary in a lot of the countries of the earth. Check it out. Anthologies from the Forefront, Book 2, Getting Closer to God. It's on Amazon.
Take your leadership to the next level. It's time for the Engaging Missions Leadership Minute.
Good day. This is Scott McClellan with your Leadership Minute. I want to talk to you today about selfishness. Ooh. Okay. Since we have to talk about this, how are we going to take a look at it? The phrase that comes to mind for me, and that's often the way the Lord speaks to me and motivates me and inspires me, is by giving me phrases or inspiring phrases inside of me. And the one that came to mind in this case is regarding selfishness, kind of an ugly topic, I realize. The phrase that came to mind was, the thick lens of selfishness so distorts the perspective of the immature. I think when we're born, naturally and often spiritually as well, we are the center of our own universe. We are the only thing that we know that exists that is of importance. That's not unnatural. It does, I think, accurately describe where each of us begin. But we get on the process from there of maturing and coming to realize that we're not the center of the universe. To the degree that we hang on to our immaturity, which we can, certainly mentally and spiritually we can hang on to immaturity. To the degree that we do, we are surrounded by the selfishness that we began with. And this is a destructive thing. Selfishness disqualifies you from being an example. You can't be more mature than you can be at the time and station that you're in, but you can press forward to maturity. And that, I think, is what I want to encourage you to do. Selfishness disqualifies us because it was not the motivation that animated the life of Jesus. And it, from time to time, will raise its head in our lives just to make an appearance. When it does, be quick to apologize to those who it prosecutes itself against. And don't let your ongoing perspective be distorted by selfishness. Don't deceive yourself into thinking that everything was created with you in mind. On the other hand, press forward to maturity and realize that you're given opportunity and advantage for the purpose of service and benefit of other people. Blessings to you as you go forward in your maturity in Christ. This is Scott McClellan with your Leadership Minute. If you'd like to contact me or us, please do so at fxmissions.com or on most social media outlets at FX Missions. Have a good one.
This has been the Engaging Missions Leadership Minute. If you have a leadership question, send it to feedback@engagingmissions.com. That's feedback@engagingmissions.com.